dentures. All the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-6977. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So take some of the pain out of paying the bill. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977.
New Year's Day. Take the plunge at the Meadows at Lake St. Louis on January 1st. They are hosting the Polar Bear Skate, the Meadows Edition. The fun starts at 2 p.m. Grab your shade, swimsuit, and best polar bear gear and take the plunge at the outdoor skating rink. $7 for adults. Skate rental is $3. Or bring your own. All proceeds will be donated to charity. The Winterfest Polar Bear Skate is only at the Meadows on New Year's Day at 2, Highway 40 and Lake St. Louis Boulevard.
Gangway!
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 800-711-6816. That's 800-711-6816.
Let Burlington keep you warm this winter and save you up to 70% off department store prices. Wear now, save now. Burlington, style for everyone.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh,
we're full of chat and we're full of chit and we think you'll get lots of
the crotch party from it.
So what?
Crotch party.
Crotch party. Be a lot of those. Be a lot of those tonight. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the New Year's Eve edition of Pinion's Playhouse, the last one we'll ever have in 2014, and it's brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. What an honor for Matheny to be the very last Playhouse sponsor ever in 2014. And boy, do you need heat, especially last night out where I am, 9 degrees. Low teens, but out in the wilderness, about 9 degrees. The cold is here, and there's more to come, and you need to know the name, Matheny Heating and Cooling. We'll tell you more.
Hey!
After we tell you this, that the control board is manned by Eon the Peon, whose little boy, little two-week-old Archie, got circumcised this morning, and I'm sure right now he's wondering, what the heck just happened to me today? Here to say hi to his sponsor is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. Would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not completely satisfied with your current financial advice, we would like you to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
And hello to Rabbi Mike.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Mike took really good care of Archie.
Circumcision. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser house. He's all ready to go and perform tonight to a packed, sold-out crowd.
That's right.
Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I want to say happy birthday to our drummer, David Whistler. It's his birthday today on New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
and
is the drummer's name David Whistler? This is unbelievable. Yeah. I have a buddy who whistles. His name is David Drummer.
Wow.
Yeah, how about
That's
that?
That's wild.
That is the wildest.
And also a friend, Eric Boshin, is... He was also born on New Year's Eve. So a couple of people born on New Year's Eve. That's wild.
Yeah, that's
and then, you know, they're going to have the big story about the first baby born on New Year's.
Yeah, that's why I told Peon's wife, hold out.
Mm-hmm.
Clinch it and hold it in and get all those prizes.
The woman was so weak.
Yeah.
she gave in.
Hold it in.
She gave in.
You missed out on all the New Year's prizes. That was Dan Strauss. Here's Hebe Hemanez to tell you how happy he is. See how happy he is. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses find you.
And Rat Boy's got a bunch of people over, and they're going to have New Year's. What do you call it?
Cheese.
New Year's cheese.
Wow.
Sounds a little like New Year's Eve.
Maybe fondue.
A bunch of different cheeses. They'll have fondue, Velveeta, and Swiss, and cheddar. And it's an all-cheese evening at the Rat Residence. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Lipperst and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
There you are. After you finish talking about Matheny, we'll call the lunch lady, which it's not the lunch lady today.
A lunch lady apparently is sick, and Patty May.
Hattie May.
Hattie May is filling in for her.
Who she always says hi to on her messages.
Hi to Hattie May. Yeah. So we'll hear from Hattie May. We have two monitors in there. One's on Fox News and one's on CNN. I just saw Jeb Bush. You know, forget politics and what your politics are. Is that a good name to keep if you're going to be president, Jeb? Doesn't that sound a little bit like Jed Clampett?
It's not very presidential.
It's not presidential. Jeb. Of course, once you're president, they don't call you by your first name anyway. Nobody goes, hey, Barack, it's Mr. President or President Obama. So it would be President Bush or Mr. Bush, but still, Jeb.
Yeah, and isn't there anybody in any other families
that's one notch down from Bubba or something like that. You might want to start to put that aside if you're going to be president. Matheny Heating and Cooling loves this weather. They do. Let's just be real. If you were in the heating business, and right now we'll just call it heating because you don't need air conditioning now. If you're in that business, you want it to be 50 degrees now? Of course not. You want it to be real cold because that's how you get a chance to show people how good you are and why you've made it 72 years and why so many people, once they use your services, don't want anybody else. I heard a commercial on this very station this morning. It was a heating and cooling company. And the announcer was saying, they'll get you through this summer and into winter. What?
What?
This summer. Some people don't even keep their commercials current. They don't update them. You won't hear me not updating Matheny. You know why? Because they're live, like right now. It is December 31st, and I want to share something with everybody.
December 31st.
Yeah.
But I want to share something with everybody about what it's like to work with Dan Strauss. This paper.
Right.
This paper.
What is it?
You hear rattling, okay?
Yeah.
When I walk in, there's one sheet of paper.
List of
and all I really have that I go by, the rest is just in my head or little scraps, notes that I jot down or clippings of the paper. But there's a sheet, and it has all the commercials that I'm to do today. It has Landolph, Thompson Price, American Equity, Schaefer, Ballas, Matheny, First Community Credit Union. And at the top is the date. So
right.
I know it's
every
today's
day
sheet.
Right.
And
uh-oh.
Dan has the date today, October 31st.
It's Halloween.
Well, according to your sheet, it is.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, he's got the 1031 up there. How about it for Dan Strauss?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to go back in time a little.
People say, is he really the worst producer? Well, there you go. You be the judge.
I have a brick outside Busch Stadium, gate one, to prove it.
So his brain is just so active. There's so many things going on at once. It's hard to keep track of
it. And that's a stupid thing
like the date.
That's what I like to think it is. But it's not October. It's January 31st. Matheny knows that, and they know it well. And whether you are diligent and you think ahead and you have your system checked out, so there are people like that, or you're like a lot of people and you wait until it's a crisis, either way, Matheny, they had a great year this year. Thank you for that, listeners. They're going to have an even bigger year in 2015, and I'll go ahead now and thank you in advance because I know you're going to tell them your AM and the PM when you call. That's the only way they know if this is working. They're not working, they bail, the show's off the air. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 72 years. All of St. Louis County they serve, and 98% of St. Charles County. They do a lot of businesses, they do homes, and in either case, large or small. Don't ever think, well, my system's too small. No, it's not. Or, our building's too big. No, it's not. Or they don't work on the brand or the model we have. Yes, they do. They work on everything, and they're really good. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. You know, it's interesting. Their website is MatheneyHeatCool.com. But if you put in MatheniHeatingandCooling.com, it goes there anyway. So I just like to say MatheniHeatingandCooling.com.
Okay, right. I'm calling.
All right, Hattie May.
Yes.
Is,
she's the one.
Filling in for the lunch lady. A lot of emails going, what's the matter with Dan? We don't have the lunch lady on as much as we should. Well, she's not there today, so we have Hattie May.
This here's Hattie May. Happy New Year, y'all. Lunch is down and out with... excuse me. Lunch is down and out with the flu. I just finished the flu, and I guess Lunchy caught it from me because we ate off the same sandwich. Today we're going to have corned beef hash and cabbage. That's right. Y'all have a big old helping of that cabbage, and you can do serious skywriting.
Skywriting.
Mashed potatoes and good gravy.
All right,
Brussels
sprouts and carrots. I'm telling you why. She's trying to sound like the lunch lady.
She is.
I almost thought it was her doing an impression of
lunch lady.
No.
There's only one lunch lady.
They ate off the same sandwich.
Oh, I'm sure she's
hillbilly and a hick. Something.
You know what? We ate off the same sandwich. That's lesbian talk.
She's always giving shout-outs to Hattie Mae.
Yeah, she is.
The menu.
A lot of shout-outs.
I'm just saying.
She caught what I caught. We need to get a lesbian terminology index, a glossary of lesbian sayings.
We shared
and
the same
sandwich.
I'll
bet you'll find that if you look down, shared the same sandwich.
I think I've seen some dirty videos with sandwich sharing going on some XXX sites.
Oh, boy. Were you doing research?
That's what
we're
going to
check
yes.
into that.
Okay.
Now, some people be mad. Why didn't you let her finish?
Not the
because
same.
Because it's not the same.
No.
We're lunch lady people. And we don't like somebody come along trying to act like the lunch lady. I saw this story on the TV on the news last night about, I think it was Family Dollar Store, where they put up a sign and it said, please remove all hoods before you walk in. Well, somebody decided that was racist. No, it's not racist, and I absolutely understand it. Take a look when you watch the news at the surveillance footage in the convenience stores. 9 times out of 10, the perpetrator's wearing a hoodie. They like to wear hoodies
right.
when they rob.
And they do white or black. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Of course it doesn't matter.
A member of the KKK walked in there.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be allowed.
No.
Because
folks, those of you in the black community, and that's who I saw being interviewed saying, this is racist. Knock it off. Stop thinking everything is racist and about race, because it's not. It's about identity and hiding your face. And we live in a world where bad people hold places up, and a lot of times they wear sunglasses and hoodies. If they say when you enter, take your hood down, they take it down, shut up. It's no different than no shoes, no shirt, no service. Is that racist? No. Oh, no. Of course, that's not racist. Well, it's the same thing. So do it or don't go in the store. Why doesn't anybody ever get up in a newscast? Maybe they do, but the news doesn't cover it. And say that. Say, shut up. That's the policy. We don't care if you're white, Asian, black. No hoods when you come in the store. That's it. There are a lot of banks and banking institutions that have that policy. You can't come in there all covered up. They're afraid you might be robbing the place. Stop making everything about race. It's not. I hate to do this because I like the Channel 4 News and I like Steve Savard. This Sharon Reed on Channel 4, stop whispering. Okay, that's all. Just stop the whispering.
She whispers the news?
And on Interstate 55, an accident took the lives of 2 people. With more on that, here's a report. Yeah, it's this breathy whispering. That's all. I'm just pointing it out. I watched Killing Lincoln last night on Fox News. Now, again, put aside your politics. If you can't stand Bill O'Reilly, that's fine. You have every right. But this Killing Lincoln, which is based on the book, was one of the best things that I have ever seen in terms of teaching you history and what really happened with the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. It was terrific. So if they rerun it, and they will on Fox News, watch Killing Lincoln. They also did Killing Kennedy, and that was great, too. And you learn details because Bill O'Reilly used to be a history teacher, and he's a history fanatic, and he digs and he researches. And I didn't. There's so much I didn't know. Look, I knew John Wilkes Booth shot, and we all know that. John Wilkes Booth was a highly acclaimed actor. He wasn't in the play that night, but he was a very respected actor. And they go through the whole thing about Dr. Samuel Mudd fixing his leg and all that. But there was so much I didn't know about the things Lincoln wrote down. He wrote, and it was documented, that 2 weeks, I think, before he was assassinated, he dreamed that he was assassinated.
Wow.
And he mentioned it to several people. But he wasn't afraid. Somebody asked him, he was asked not to go to the Ford Theater because there were a lot of people that couldn't stand Abe Lincoln. They didn't like the fact that it looked like he was going to let the slaves go. They didn't like him. But none of that stuff bothered him. There was an attempt to shoot him on a horse one time. And there was a bullet hole in that top hat he had. And he told his, I don't know if it was his aide, assistant or something, he said this, because that was the only person that saw the bullet hole. And he said, this is not to be discussed ever again. He said, the hole in the hat, should anybody discover it or ask, a hunter, as he was getting ready to finish his hunting, his gun accidentally discharged, and I happened to be in the wrong place, and the bullet, that's it. He would not even allow somebody to tell the cabinet or anybody else in the White House that somebody tried to shoot the president. He said it's never to be mentioned. So he just wasn't afraid. He didn't want to...
Wasn't the Secret Service started because after the Lincoln assassination?
I think it was. I believe it was. Concealed carry permits. Had mine renewed yesterday. Good news, CCW people. The new ones are for 5 years. There's no picture ID, which I don't get, but they're 5 years instead of the three, so that's good news. I didn't see Frozen. I've never seen it. I know what it is. It's an animated thing.
I've seen parts of it, but man, is it huge.
Well, here's what's huge, too, and I'd never heard it till today, and I made a point to hear it. This song, Let It Go.
Yes.
Apparently, every little girl in the country knows the song, Let It Go. So I went on YouTube today, and I watched it. And it's an okay song, but I don't know that I get why it's such a huge hit.
I know. I didn't see the movie either.
It's a complicated song with big words in it.
I know. And little girls know all the words.
Nuts over this movie. Not just the song, but the movie.
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen the movie, but I don't get why the song is a big deal. It's got big words in it, like I said, and little girls sing it, and I don't know. Look, I'm not an authority, but I thought this is considered to be such a great song. Who knows why certain things just catch fire?
I have my little granddaughter, Rachel, on video singing Let It Go.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's something I'd like to see an end to in 2015. All commercials that have this in them. While supplies last. Folks, when you hear that, you need to understand that is such a pile of crap. You need to act now while supplies. You call now, order now while supplies last. Supplies will last as long as you want the product. They'll just keep making it. They make it sound like they made a batch and they're not going to make any more. We're not making any more of these diet pills. We shut the plant down. So call while supplies last. I'd like to see an end to that. I went outside this morning and it was cold, but it wasn't horrible because there wasn't a lot of wind. It wasn't windy today, thank goodness, but it was cold. And I got to thinking about something, and we all need to just think about this for a moment. Not that long ago, let's say 75, 80 years ago, 100 years ago, certainly, everybody in this country had to go outside to go to the toilet.
Now,
about that. Now, it's 10 degrees, 5 degrees.
In the middle of the night.
Maybe snow.
In the middle of the night. And you wake up and you got the cramps and gurgles.
Oh.
You got to get up, put on some kind of slippers or shoes, go outside and sit on a cold wooden seat in a freezing, rickety wooden building with no heat. Unbelievable.
Well, and then I guess you had to go out if you had like a 3 or 4 year old. You had to go out with them, too.
Take them out, yeah.
Little kid has to go to the toilet.
Let you just go, there it is. Go out there and come back.
If you've got a 2-year-old, you got to take them out to the toilet.
No, that's...
I'm telling you, we really forget how people... No wonder people died at 40 or 50.
Right, exactly.
Holy cow. I'd want to die if I had to keep going to the toilet for 80 years outside. I mentioned this earlier. I'll mention it again. Tonight, folks, if you're out and you're in an accident, and even if it's somebody else's fault, and you go, "Whoo, thank goodness that other guy hit me." If you've been drinking, they're going to know that. If they test you, it doesn't make any difference at that point whose fault it was. You're going to be in a heap of trouble. So if you've been drinking,
use Laclede Cab.
Yeah, thank you. Because, again, even if it's the other guy's fault, they're going to know you were drinking. And that other lawyer is going to have a heyday with that. But we talked earlier about the you can find more about the Siamese twins, who are now the longest, well, the oldest living conjoined twins. I keep calling them Siamese twins on record. The Galen twins, Ronnie and Donnie Galen. Just Google oldest living conjoined twins, and it's pretty amazing what you'll see. This joke takes a while. I wasn't going to tell it. I didn't intend to tell it because Peon gave me the conjoined twin story. I have to. It's Dan's favorite joke and a lot of people's favorite. It's time to do it again. Ladies, come in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Two conjoined twin sisters are fanatics when it comes to Engelbert Humperdinck. Now, if there's anybody who doesn't know who Engelbert Humperdinck is, you're very young. He's a crooner, a singer, a Tom Jones kind of guy. And they love him. They're joined back to back. One plays the clarinet and one plays the violin. They're musicians. They love music. But they really love Engelbert Humperdinck. They have every CD of everything Engelbert Humperdinck ever recorded. They play it in their house. They play it in their headphones. They love it. And one day, one of the conjoined twins is reading the paper. And she leans back to talk to her sister, who is back-to-back conjoined with her. And she says, "You're not going to believe this." And her sister is busy kind of practicing with her violin. And she says, "What, sis?" She says, "Engelbert Humperdinck is coming to town." And her sister said, "No way." She said, "Way." She said, "When?" She says, "3 weeks from this Saturday night." She says, "Sis, we have to get tickets. We have to see Engelbert Humperdinck." She says, "I know. I know. I'm going to make some calls." Well, they get a friend to make some calls to the theater where he's going to be performing. And the friend tells the box office person, "This is a special case. These are conjoined twins. They love music. One plays a violin. One plays a clarinet." I don't know what I said earlier, but it's a violin, a clarinet. And could you make some special accommodations? They love Engelbert. And they've got a tough life. They're conjoined. And the person says, "Absolutely." So they make arrangements to take an armrest out of one of the seats so that two seats become kind of one. And the night of Engelbert's performance comes, and down the aisle walk these conjoined twins. And they bring the violin and clarinet with them. They seat them in the front, and the announcer, "Ladies and gentlemen, recording star Engelbert Humperdinck." The crowd goes out. He comes and he starts singing his songs. And these conjoined twins are in heaven, and they break out their clarinet and violin, and they're playing along with the orchestra, and they're playing pretty well. Engelbert looks down, and when you're on stage, you can still see the first few rows, even though the audience is dark, and he can't believe what he's saying. He almost loses his place in the song. He's thinking, "Am I hallucinating? That looks like two conjoined twins playing along with the orchestra." And the concert ends, and he has his manager go out to the conjoined twins, and he introduces himself. He says, "Ladies, Mr. Humperdinck couldn't help but notice you two on the front row, and he'd like to meet you." Well, they almost faint. And one turns to the other and says, "Sis, I can't believe this is happening. We're going to meet Engelbert Humperdinck." So with the violin, the clarinet in tow, and along with the manager, into his dressing room walk these conjoined twins. They cannot believe, there he is, Engelbert Humperdinck. And he says, "You're some special ladies. I take it you're big fans." He says, "Oh my goodness, Mr. Humperdinck, we have all your CDs. We listen to you all the time. We can't even believe we're here meeting you." And he says, "How about some champagne?" Because in those stars' rooms, they have fruit and champagne. So they start drinking champagne, and they have more champagne. And one thing leads to another, and the next thing you know, Engelbert has taken these conjoined twins back to his hotel room, and he's in bed with him. He is having sex one at a time with conjoined twins. While he's doing it with one, the other one is playing the violin. While he's doing it with that one, the other one's playing the clarinet. It's the most unbelievable, surreal. He cannot even believe this. What a night. And when it's all over, he has his limo driver drive the conjoined twins home. And they can't stop talking about it. Can you believe it? We made love to Engelbert Humperdinck. And that's all they talk about. 3 years later, the conjoined twins are at home, and one turns to the other one and says, "Sis, you're not going to believe this. You know who's coming back to town?" She says, "No, not Engelbert Humperdinck." She says, "Yes, Engelbert Humperdinck." She says, "We got to go say hello to him. We have to reconnect with him." And the other one says, "Oh, yeah, like he'd remember us."
I love that. Just the name Engelbert Humperdinck cracks me up.
I know. That's funny. So...
I know. Here's... Here's a look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
Well, we do have some things going on right now. You've got a multi-vehicle crash on northbound 141 at Merrimack Station. Only the left lane is getting through. You're backed up almost to Hawkins Road. Now we've got another multi-vehicle collision on southbound 55 at Route M. The right lane is blocked. And this traffic report is brought to you by TrueCar.com. They're changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com users get negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
After winning the SEC East, the Missouri Tigers are heading to Disney World. The 10-3 Tigers head to Orlando for the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Day. Mizzou will face the Big Ten's Minnesota Gophers. Coached by Jerry Kill, the Gophers are 8-4. On New Year's Day in the Citrus Bowl, Mizzou will face Minnesota. The game begins at noon. Tiger Network coverage kicks off at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one.
"We're sorry, but this message from Billy's Bistro is going to make you very hungry right now. Imagine a great steak sandwich on garlic cheese bread, or Cajun fettuccine, or homemade desserts made by Billy herself. Hungry yet? There's a place to satisfy that hunger. Billy's Bistro, with a full menu of delectable goodies and a full bar a mile south of Highway 255 off Telegraph Road. And hunger. Head to Billy's Bistro."
For four generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. The operative word is fresh. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large conglomerate groups. Top area restaurants know Kuna Food Service is the place to go at KunaFoodService.com.
The cost of life insurance is a mystery to most people. So SelectQuote is setting the record straight. You are?
Mike.
Ever bought life insurance, Mike?
No, I haven't.
Married? Kids?
Yeah, a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Well, what's kept you from getting life insurance?
Well, the money.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said you were 42, in great health.
Yeah.
And what do you think a 10-year, $500,000 term life policy would cost you a month?
Oh, $100? More?
Well, SelectQuote impartially shops nearly a dozen highly rated companies for your best rates, so you could get that $500,000 policy for under $27 a month.
This is amazing. I spent more than that taking my kids to the movies.
Hey, everybody, see for yourself. You can afford life insurance through SelectQuote.
Just call 1-800-900-3458. That's 1-800-900-3458. 1-800-900-3458. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you know that your garage door is the largest moving object in your house? If something goes wrong with it and you had to get out there and monkey around with it by yourself in a snowstorm and sub-zero temperatures while running late to work, that would be a bummer, right? Call Overhead Door and schedule preventative maintenance for your garage door today. Call 314-781-5200. That's 781-5200. Or go to OverheadDoorSTLewis.com. The genuine, the original Overhead Door Company of St. Louis since 1926.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom-fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Don't let your holiday season end in tragedy for someone you love. This is Lisa Bowie of Bowie Funeral Homes and St. Charles Memorial Gardens. We see the end results of drunk driving far too often. The holidays should be a special time for family and friends to be together, but not in a funeral home. So enjoy the holidays, and please don't drink and drive.
A community service reminder from Bowie. Because your family means so much.
Save big on thousands of new markdowns right now at Burlington. Save up to 70% off department store prices on looks for your whole family. Burlington style for everyone.
This is Heat Up St. Louis Chair Melanie DeLeo reminding you to give a gift of warmth this holiday season.
Reverend Earl Nance Jr. here, and there are thousands of seniors, disabled or low income, in need of help with their utility.
You can adopt a family this holiday season. 100% goes to help someone in need. It's heatupstlouis.org.
Since our inception, more than 300,000 people have kept warm in Missouri and Illinois.
Also, avoid unsafe methods of heating your homes this winter.
It's a gift of warmth at heatupstlouis.org. Thank you.
This one get away. The Let's Go Fishing Show is this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collinsville. Explore over 100 vendors displaying fishing boats and equipment. Enjoy free seminars and meet pros Harold Allen and Jason Christie. Visit letsgoshows.com for more info.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximized Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTR.
Bottle of wine, the fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
Wow, up there, like the coldest weather in 35 or 40 years or something out where Mike Evans is. It dropped into the 30s, which is never happens. People out there are going insane. It's temporary, though. Very temporary. Let's see if he survived it. He, of course, is Mike Evans. He is in Southern California. He's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant. And the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door to Annie Guns. They're both in Chesterfield Valley. And if you've never been there, I cannot even imagine anybody emailing me going, I don't get it. What's the big deal? It's not going to happen. Need to make a reservation because they're very, very popular. Closed on Mondays with rare exceptions. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, and they proudly from Chesterfield Valley present from California, Mike Evans. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Yeah, I know.
That's a global warming.
40 and they're going to die.
I heard about the snow out there, too. That he was telling us yesterday about it.
Now,
it
didn't snow where you live, but down
close.
Close.
In the hills.
Yeah, in the hills.
Freezing cold.
Man.
Yeah, that to
how
them,
do you do it?
This is like zero to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, 40 is like zero.
I'm sitting here wearing a turtleneck sweatshirt. And a jacket.
Now,
and the heater's on.
Is it a real turtleneck or a dickie?
Not a dickie, homie.
Remember Dickies? Randy Quaid had a dickie in Christmas Vacation.
The black one with the white sweater on.
It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Paco's question, happy New Year's Eve to everybody.
You too.
As 2014 comes to an end, according to DoSomething.org, who tracks such things, name the name of the celebrity who gave the most of their time, effort, and monies to charity in 2014. Miley Cyrus.
No.
Taylor Swift.
No.
No.
Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
No. Not to me. No.
Most outrageous celebrity prediction, Lindsay Lohan today saying that by this time next year, she'll be the biggest star in Hollywood.
Well, I believe that.
Yeah. biggest maybe felon. Biggest and the most in rehab appearances.
Maybe what she means is she's going to gain a lot of weight.
Maybe that's it.
That could be it.
I can't imagine anything else. Odds and ends, even marriage hasn't slowed down George Clooney's love of tequila.
Mm, really?
George likes to start every day with lunch. He gets up late. And tequila. Mm. Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh, yeah.
Not cute, cutie. Is healing from her serious sinus surgery, but doesn't feel very good from the drainage tube that doesn't look too becoming either. Kaylee has also had cheeks and breasts done in the recent months.
Well, who hasn't?
Exactly. Hmm. Do you have your breasts lifted or separated?
I'm having mine. I'm having breast reduction in 2015.
That's your weight loss plan,
Big
right?
Big Bang Theory, by the way, is on hiatus. I like saying hiatus. Anyway.
Nope.
Come on, a year ending.
Nope.
Anyway.
Nope.
Hey, I just thought of a funny joke, and it's a homemade. I just made it up. There's a new giraffe documentary.
Here it comes.
But it's not going to be on because it's on hiatus. Get it? Giraffes, they're real tall.
Yeah,
giraffe it's going to be on hiatus.
Giraffe documentary, but it's on hiatus. See, yeah. they're real tall.
Yeah.
Their anus is high.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Wait till Mike stops laughing.
Mm-hmm. So, like, the documentary is on their hiatus?
No, it's on hiatus. Forget it. Just keep going.
Anyway.
No.
Everywhere Amy Adams goes.
Yes, cute.
She always has her 4-year-old daughter. I think she's one of the cutest girls in Hollywood.
She is very cute.
Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn, Matthew McConaughey, Heidi Klum, Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
Just a few celebrities that have annual yearly passes and went to Disneyland at least 5 times in 2014. They like Disneyland. What can you say?
Must.
Lots of big stars are already ordering Cuban cigars, or shall I say Cuban cigars, since they're going to be legal pretty soon. Cigar smokers include Kid Rock, Bill Clinton, Jack Nicholson, Bruce Willis, Jay-Z. Remember, you and I used to smoke a cigar once in a while together, homeboy.
Well, we did, but I know for a fact Jack Nicholson likes the Cubans because I talked to him about it.
You should have recorded for the New Year's Eve show. Yeah.
Mike, I did record it. I recorded it this morning. It was by satellite. I said, Jack, so you like the Cubans. Here's what he said.
I used to go over all the time and get those freaking Cuban cigars and take the bands off. I love them.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
You hear that on Zipper Zapper.
You'll hear it on, what's his name, Mike?
Tom Becca.
John St. Jack.
You ever been a guest on Tom Becca's show, Mike?
No.
Never heard of him?
No.
He's one of the 100 top talkers in America.
Yeah.
That's right.
He'll tell you that, I bet.
He did.
some things never change.
Yeah, they don't.
Including, well, I'm not going to go there. Anyway.
Nope.
Some show business. Business. Movie business. Took a hit in 2014. There were 81 million less tickets sold to movies in 2014 than 2013.
Whoa.
81 million. Is. Maybe not as many good movies.
Possibly. Dayton history, New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1961. The Beach Boys played their first gig, were paid $50.
Whoa.
I had canceled checks from Sonny and Cher. I used to pay them $100 for the two of them. December 31st, 1970, It's the last time you ever saw a cigarette commercial on television in this country.
That's right.
And finally.
Oh, man. Oh. It's so painful.
Okay, last one of the year.
You're ending one, homie. It's hard to do, huh?
Last one of the year, buddy.
I know. Trying to take
make it a good quiz.
Anyway.
No.
Who is the most giving to charities this past year from Hollywood? Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Emma Watson.
I'll go Taylor Swift.
I'll say Emma Watson.
I'm going to say Beyonce.
All very generous and all in the top five, but number one was Taylor Swift. Oh. Happy New Year from a chilly SoCal, Mike Evans.
We will not talk to him again all year.
Mm-mm.
Think about that. That's sad to think about.
It is.
There's Mike Evans from Chile. You don't say that very often. Southern California. Not from Chile, but from Chile, Southern California. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's. I'll bet that place will be covered up tonight. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. First Community Credit Union. I was in there today, waited on by Jessica, who's fairly new. And what I find interesting is in the 7 years or whatever that I've been doing all my banking there, I've seen lots of new people because First Community Credit Union has to train people regularly and lots of people because that's how big they've gotten. They have 40 locations and still growing, and the assets continue to grow and the memberships continue to grow because every day there are lots of people who decide they want to do all their banking at First Community Credit Union, because if you talk to people who do their banking there, you'll start to sort of understand why they do their banking there, but you'll never really get it until you're a member. And I'm inviting you to become a member. It's real easy. Here's what you do. You go to wherever you bank now and say, I'm out of here. I'm closing my accounts. And you do. And then you move your, if you have a car loan, you move it over to First Community Credit Union. And they're going to be upset. They're going to act real concerned. Well, is there anything? What, is there something we did? Why are you leaving? You don't have to. You don't owe them an answer. Just say, I'm going somewhere better. And out you go. And you're now with us. You're a member of First Community Credit Union. 40 locations, great popcorn, fresh, better than any movie theater popcorn you've ever had, waiting there for anybody anytime. And then when it's hot in the summer, and it will be again, they got a popsicle waiting for you. And then any time of the year, they have great rates and great service. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
And it's our final traffic of 2014.
Yay!
How about that? Here's Tim Weiland. Happy New Year, Tim.
Happy New Year, guys. Thank you. They're still working with this crash on northbound 141 at Merrimack Station. Only the left lane is getting through. It's bumper to bumper from about Hawkins all the way up to Merrimack Station. Then you look pretty good run after that. They're working with a crash on southbound 55 at Highway M. It looks like they're partially blocking the right lane, but traffic is very thin going through that area. This traffic report is brought to you by TrueCar.com. They're changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com users get negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. Be safe out there this evening, everybody. Happy New Year. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Give yourself a holiday gift guaranteed not to shoot your eye out. One of America's favorite Yuletide movies is now live on stage, A Christmas Story, the musical. NBC raved we absolutely loved it, and New York Magazine called it a true gift. We triple dog dare you to join Ralphie, his family, and best pals at A Christmas Story, the musical, now on stage through January 4th in the U.S. Bank Broadway series at the fabulous Fox Theater. Get tickets now at MetroTix.com.
And I know it's been said 1,000 times, but we really mean it. Please be careful. Happy New Year, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
The arrest of a sex offender here in Bon Terre reveals potential flaws in the system the next time you get online to check the sex offender database.
A change in the inauguration of the new St. Louis County Executive. Why tomorrow's swearing-in is no longer open to the public.
We ring in the new year in 6 hours. A last-minute rush to stock up for tonight's celebrations. Fox 2 News at 6 begins right now.
First at 6, a 29-year-old sex offender is under arrest tonight, accused of trying to have sex with a 13-year-old girl. Good evening, I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Tom O'Neill, in for Sandy Miller tonight. Police say the man promised a new iPhone when contacting the girl through a social media site.